Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, I'm Luke. I never thought I'd be telling this story, but some experiences change you so fundamentally that keeping them bottled up feels like a disservice, both to yourself and anyone who might be going through something similar. You really think you're cut out for civilian life? Megan leaned against our kitchen counter, arms folded across her chest. Her wedding ring caught the light as she tapped her fingers impatiently against her arm. I've got skills, Meg. Leadership experience, problem solving under pressure. Companies value that, I replied, scrolling through job listings on my laptop. She let out a sharp laugh. Those skills got you what? Staff sergeant? After 8 years? Not exactly CEO material, babe. I looked up, trying to hide how much her words stung. I supported us through 3 deployments, got my business degree online between missions. Online, she emphasized with air quotes, from a military-friendly diploma mill. Meanwhile, Eric's already regional manager at his firm, and he's 2 years younger than you. Eric, her boss at the restaurant where she worked part-time.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
She'd been mentioning him more frequently lately. I just think you need to be realistic, she continued, softer now. Maybe start with something basic. Restaurant management, retail, something stable while you adjust. My phone buzzed. Sam, my battle buddy from second deployment. Mind if I take this? I asked, already standing. Megan waved dismissively. Go ahead, I'm meeting Jess for coffee anyway. Once she left, I answered, Hey man, good timing. Luke, how's civilian life treating you? Sam's voice boomed through the speaker. Still adjusting. How's Atlanta? Thriving, brother. Listen, something felt off in your texts. Everything okay with you and Megan? I hesitated. I don't know. She's different. Constantly comparing me to other guys, especially her boss. The restaurant dude, Eric? Yeah, how'd you know his name? An uncomfortable pause. Luke, Diane saw them together last weekend. Together. They work together. That's normal. Not at work. At the Hilton downtown, they looked close, really close. My stomach dropped. What exactly are you saying, Sam? I'm saying Jess called Diane after they supposedly met for coffee, wondering where Megan was. She never showed. The room seemed to tilt. How long has Diane suspected? Couple months, but yesterday sealed it. They were checking in. One room. My hands trembled as I opened Megan's laptop, the one I'd bought her last Christmas. Her email was still logged in. Sam, I gotta call you back. Luke, wait. I'll be fine. Just need to confirm something. I scrolled through her inbox. Reservation confirmations, hotel receipts, flight itineraries for weekends she'd claimed to be visiting her sister. All with the same name, Eric Donovan. An hour later, our front door opened. Sorry I'm late, Megan called out. Jess was having a crisis with... She froze when she saw me sitting at the dining table, her laptop open, emails displayed. Luke, I can explain. How long? My voice was eerily calm. It's not what you think. 9 months by these receipts, while I was still deployed for 3 of them. Her face hardened. What were you doing snooping through my emails? Don't, just don't. I stood up. Sam called. Diane saw you at the Hilton. Luke, we've been having problems for years. You're never home. And when you are, you're not really here. So instead of talking to me, you sleep with your boss? Eric understands me. He's going somewhere in life. He has ambition, connections. And I don't. She sighed. Be realistic, Luke. You're a good guy, but you're just average. Military guys like you either end up security guards or stuck in some dead-end office job. Eric's already making six figures. Each word felt like a bullet, worse than actual gunfire I'd faced. I want a divorce, I said quietly. Her expression shifted from defensive to calculating. Fine, but don't expect much. My lawyer will be in touch. As she stormed upstairs to pack, my phone buzzed with a text from Diane. Heard from Sam. Come to Atlanta. I have connections. Time to show her what average really means. She actually said that? That you're just average? Diane leaned forward across her executive desk, outrage evident in her sharp features. At 52, she commanded the room with the authority of someone who'd fought through every glass ceiling in corporate America. Among other things, I replied, turning the coffee mug in my hands. Apparently, military leadership experience only qualifies me for security guard positions. Sam, sprawled in the leather chair beside me, shook his head. That's such bull. My security firm specifically recruits vets because they make the best managers. But I don't want to be in security, I said. No offense. None taken. So what's the plan? Sam asked. Diane tapped her manicured nails on her desk. I've already made some calls. Got you an interview at Vertex Solutions next week. I raised an eyebrow. The tech logistics company? I don't have tech experience. But you have supply chain management experience from the military, yes? Managing resources, personnel, high-pressure situations with billion-dollar equipment at stake? Well, yeah, but trust me, Luke, Diane interrupted. Half of corporate success is recognizing transferable skills. The other half is confidence. Megan stripped you of the second part. But we can rebuild that. My phone buzzed. Megan again. Fourth call today. I declined it. She keeps calling, I explained. Probably realized I emptied our joint account. You only took your half, right? Diane asked sharply. Of course, I documented everything. Just didn't want her draining it first. Good, Sam nodded. Because she's telling everyone a different story. I froze. What do you mean? Sam pulled out his phone. Chelsea just forwarded me this from Megan's Facebook. Heartbroken that my husband of 6 years cleaned out our accounts and disappeared after his last deployment. PTSD is real. Please keep him in your thoughts. I struggled to find words. That's complete fiction. She's controlling the narrative, Diane said coolly. Classic manipulation tactic. The door opened, and Julia, Diane's executive assistant, stepped in. In her late 20s, with a quick mind and quicker tongue, she'd been silently taking notes during our conversation. Sorry to interrupt, but I've been doing some digging, she said, setting a folder on Diane's desk. Luke, your wife, soon-to-be ex-wife, I corrected. Right, she's already moved in with this Eric guy, and there's more. Julia hesitated. Just say it, I urged. They've been together longer than you thought. I found photos going back 18 months on his private Instagram. She's tagged in them. The revelation hit like a physical blow. 18 months. That covered my entire last deployment. There's something else, Julia continued. Eric's restaurant group is struggling. Three locations closed last month. His regional manager position might not exist much longer. Diane smiled thinly. So our waitress might soon be supporting her manager boyfriend. Interesting. I don't care about their financial situation, I said. I just want to move on. No, you don't, Sam interjected. Look me in the eye and tell me you don't want her to see exactly what she threw away. I couldn't. Living well is the best revenge, Diane said. But making sure they know you're living well, that's satisfaction. I'm not stalking them or creating drama, I insisted. Of course not, Diane agreed. But within 6 months, I can have you in a position that will make her restaurant manager boyfriend look like small potatoes. Legitimate success is the ultimate response to someone who underestimated you. My phone buzzed again, this time a text from an unknown number. This is Eric. We need to talk man-to-man about this situation. Megan's really upset. Sam read it over my shoulder and snorted. The audacity. Answer it, Julia suggested suddenly, but not how they're expecting. I looked at her questioningly. Set boundaries now, she explained. Otherwise, they'll keep trying to manipulate you. I nodded and typed, Eric, there's nothing to discuss. Please don't contact me again. All communication should go through lawyers from now on. Perfect, Diane smiled. Now, about that interview. Let's get you prepared. Luke Taylor, the new VP wants to see you, Julia announced, smiling as she entered my office. 3 years had transformed everything. After starting at Vertex Solutions in operations, I'd worked my way up to divisional director in record time. The company's logistics software, partly developed from my military experience, had become industry standard. Thanks, Julia. I still can't believe you followed me from Diane's company. Best career move I ever made. Ready for the big announcement tomorrow? I nodded, straightening my tie. The promotion to Chief Operations Officer would be announced tomorrow, along with my inclusion in Business Insider's 40 under 40 inches list. Any word on that other situation? I asked carefully. Actually, yes, Sam called. Megan's working at Costello's now, the one downtown. An uncomfortable twinge passed through me. Costello's was where we were having the executive dinner tomorrow night. We can change venues, Julia offered. No, I'm not rearranging company events because my ex-wife might be uncomfortable serving me drinks. Later that evening, my office phone rang. Luke Taylor. Luke? It's Megan. My blood went cold. How did you get this number? I saw the company newsletter at one of our customers' tables. Your picture was in it. What do you want, Megan? I just wanted to say congratulations. And that I'm sorry. For everything. It's been 3 years. Why call now? I'm working at Costello's. I saw your company booked the private room for tomorrow. I'll be serving your table. And? I thought it might be awkward. I wanted to clear the air. I laughed despite myself. Clear the air? You cheated on me for over a year, told me I'd never amount to anything, then painted me as the villain. I was wrong, okay? Her voice cracked. I made a horrible mistake. Eric turned out to be... I don't care what Eric turned out to be, I interrupted. Your opinion of me stopped mattering the day you decided I wasn't worth basic honesty. Luke, please, can we talk after your dinner tomorrow for closure? We have closure. It's called divorce papers. You don't understand. I'm struggling. The restaurant industry is brutal and that's not my problem. Don't approach me tomorrow. Just do your job professionally. You've changed, she said quietly. Yes, that's what happens when someone shows you exactly who they think you are. You either prove them right or prove them wrong. I miss the old Luke. The average one? The one with no potential? Funny how your perspective shifted once the tables turned. I switched to another incoming call. Hey, Sam. Luke, got a heads up from my buddy at Costello's. Megan's been asking questions about you. Lots of questions. She just called me, actually. What? How'd she get your number? Company newsletter. She's working our executive dinner tomorrow. Sam whistled low. Eric works there too. Bar manager. My jaw tightened. Both of them. Great. Just watch your back. People get desperate when they're watching someone they discarded succeed. As I hung up, my email pinged. A message from Megan. Luke, I know you don't want to talk, but there's something important you should know. Eric has been saying things, threatening things. He blames you for our situation. Please, just 5 minutes tomorrow. I forwarded the email to our security team with a brief note. Potential situation at tomorrow's executive dinner. Former spouse and her partner work at the venue. Partner potentially hostile. Then I typed a response to Megan. Any threats should be reported to the police, not to me. Do not contact me again. Congratulations to our new COO, Luke Taylor. Applause erupted around the private dining room at Costello's as our CEO raised his glass. I scanned the room subtly as I stood to speak, noting Megan entering with a champagne cart. Her eyes widening when she saw me at the head table. Thank you all. 4 years ago, I was transitioning from military service, uncertain about my future. Today proves that with the right team and mentors, there's no limit to what we can achieve. The dinner progressed smoothly until Julia leaned over during dessert. Bar manager's watching you through the door window, looks agitated. I excused myself to use the restroom, and Megan appeared suddenly in the hallway. Luke, please, just 2 minutes. I told you not to approach me. Eric saw your company's announcement. He's been drinking since his shift ended. He's saying crazy things about confronting you. And as I said before, that's a police matter. He's in the alley behind the restaurant. Please just leave through the front. I'm not rearranging my life around your boyfriend's temper. Ex-boyfriend, she corrected quickly. We broke up months ago, after the restaurant group collapsed. Not my concern. Luke, I know I hurt you. I know I was wrong about everything. You've become exactly what I said you never could be. I'm sorry, more sorry than you'll ever know. I studied her face, the dark circles under her eyes, the strain evident in her expression. Apology noted, I said evenly. Now, if you'll excuse me. That's it? After 6 years together? What did you expect? That I'd sweep you up in my success? Rescue you from the consequences of your choices? I expected basic human decency. Like the decency you showed when you were sleeping with Eric while I was deployed, or when you told everyone I abandoned you, or when you said I'd never amount to anything. She flinched at each question. I was wrong. People make mistakes. Yes, they do. And people face consequences for those mistakes. A crash sounded from the back entrance. Eric stumbled in, clearly intoxicated. There he is, Mr. Big Shot Koo, he slurred, pointing at me. Security immediately appeared, moving toward him. You think you're better than me? Eric lurched forward. You ruined everything. Sir, you need to leave, one security guard stated firmly. Not until this corporate sellout hears what I have to say. Mr. Taylor, should we call the police? The guard asked me. Yes, I replied calmly. And please document everything for the restraining order I'll be filing tomorrow. Eric lunged suddenly, swinging wildly. Security intercepted him, but not before a glass he was holding shattered against the wall. You stole my life! He shouted as they restrained him. Megan stood frozen, tears streaming down her face. The restaurant manager rushed in. I've called the police. Mr. Taylor, I'm so sorry about this. As police led Eric away, Megan approached me one last time. I really am sorry, Luke. I believe you are, but that doesn't change anything. Can we ever be friends again? No, Megan, we can't. Some bridges, once burned, can't be rebuilt. 2 days later, I sat in my new corner office with Sam and Diane. Heard about the restaurant drama, Diane said. You okay? Better than okay, I replied honestly. It felt like closing a chapter. Julia entered with coffee. The restraining order has been filed against Eric, and Megan called the office again. She's moving to Chicago, starting fresh. I nodded. Good for her. You don't miss her at all? Sam asked carefully. I miss who I thought she was, I admitted. But that person never existed, Diane raised her coffee mug. To new chapters. As we clinked mugs, I realized something important. The best revenge wasn't becoming successful to prove Megan wrong. It was becoming successful because I finally believed in myself enough to try. Have you ever had someone underestimate you only to prove them completely wrong? Share your story in the comments below.